Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. Blessings to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we are Messianic Minutes continuing to celebrate the month of October as our 20th anniversary month, because it's 20 years ago this month that we started recording Messianic Minutes.
We would tell you the exact day, but we don't remember it because it was 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago already. I know, and it's amazing. But thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do this all these years. And to those of you listening to us out there, and how about Columbus, Nebraska on KTLX? We're blessed to be on your station for many years. Friends, if you listen to us on KTLX, why not send us an email with a congratulations? We'd just love to hear from everybody. Or you can even send a tax-deductible 20th anniversary gift to help keep Messianic Minutes going in the future.
Yeah, and if you're not listening in Nebraska, but Alaska or New York or Indiana or some other state where we're carried, we'd love to hear from you too. Send us an email. Tell us how we've encouraged you or taught you, how you've used what you've learned to witness to other people, to share the good news of Jesus. And if you'd like to send a contribution, what a blessing.
Hallelujah. And listen, here's a nice excuse, our 20th anniversary.
So. Yeah, Messianic Minutes, messianicminutes.com.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, when Jesus stood up at the Feast of Tabernacles 2,000 years ago and proclaimed that he was the source of rivers of living water, spiritual living water, because that's what the scripture says, he was actually doing this right at the time of the year that the Feast of Tabernacles was being celebrated, when the water libation ceremony was occurring, which was basically a plea to God, send rain for our fill our cisterns and water our new planted crops. And Jesus said, hey, I have what you really need. If you thirst, this is John 7:37, if you thirst, come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow spiritual rivers of living water. Now remember when this is, on the last day, the day of the great feast, right at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles. Ted, the Holy Temple was dedicated right at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, we know in 2 Chronicles that Solomon dedicated his temple, the first temple, during this Feast of Tabernacles, and it was at the Feast of Tabernacles that he got down on his knees and prayed to God.
And then it was right after the Feast of Tabernacles that God came to Solomon by night. Now, right after the Feast of Tabernacles, 1,000 years, just about 1,000 years earlier than Jesus was here in John chapter 7.
And it was at this time, Jeff, that God made a promise to Solomon that's applicable to us today.
That's right. Listen, the timing of this is amazing, Ted, because it was within 24 hours of about 1,000 years earlier that God said to Solomon, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now, that's what God promised Solomon. And now Jesus stands up again, almost within 24 hours of about 1,000 years later, and he says, I'll let rivers of living water, I'll give them to you, spiritual rivers of living water.
I'm going to heal your parched hearts, your parched land, and out of your bellies will flow this rivers of living water, the Spirit of God that'll heal others, and others will then heal others, and the land itself will be healed.
You want to heal the land? Give it rivers of spiritual living water. Hallelujah.
You want to heal the land? Heal the people's hearts in that land.
Dry, parched hearts. And God was not speaking again about a dry, parched earth. In ancient Israel, they were praying, bring the rain. We need the rain for the land and for the cisterns. And Jesus says, I'll give you rivers of spiritual living water, better than any other water you can get.
We know that because in John chapter 7, verse 39, but Jesus spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given.
Hallelujah. It's the Spirit of God that gives rivers of living water, and we can only get it if we believe in Jesus.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes for 20 years proclaiming the Jewishness of Jesus, and belief in Jesus the Messiah brings life to all.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.